Cultivating Health, The Surprising Story of Yogurt, Part 2. You're listening to The Healthy Life Hack. Simple tips and recommendations for a happier, healthier you, with Gigi and AI. I'm your host, Allison Lowe, and this is episode number 3.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
This article discusses the benefits of yogurt, dairy products, and food safety. It compares different types of yogurt and discusses the importance of storing yogurt properly. It also discusses the risks of spoiled yogurt and how to tell if your yogurt is spoiled.
Dash. The article helps you choose the right yogurt for you and your family. It provides tips and recommendations on how to make sure that you are getting the most out of your yogurt purchase. The article goes into detail about all the different types of yogurt that are now available in the ever-growing list in the yogurt aisle. From delicious dairy to Greek style, there's a type of yogurt for everyone. With so many options, it can be hard to know what to buy. To taste your plain yogurts and get an idea of what different yogurts taste like, you can try comparing similar products from different companies. If you're looking for a flavored yogurt, make sure to check the ingredients list as many contain added sugars. As part of the cheese's production process, natural bacteria are used to help production involves fermentation. This means that even if you don't consume lactose, it is still present in the product. Many food companies add additional sugars and flavoring agents to make their yogurt more appealing to consumers. It's important to make a personal choice when it comes to selecting your yogurt, taking into account comparisons and suggestions from others who have tried different products. Cultivating Health, The Surprising Story of Yogurt Part 2 explains that there are many different yogurt products available that contain easier yogurt. Yogurt products packaging will inform you of the ingredients used for fermenting the milk to turn it into yogurt, including broken bacteria, lactose sugars, and lactic acid. In order to figure out the exact species of bacteria used in the process, it is best to look at the labels carefully. Not all bacteria are created equal, and some can actually be growing bad kind, which could cause health problems rather than benefits. This is why it is important to consider the safety and stability of yogurt when it comes to looking for a potential health benefit. Yogurt gives our bodies probiotics, which are good bacteria that help balance out the potentially harmful bacteria in our gut. The lactic acid bacteria used in yogurt production helps reduce the acidity of this dairy product, as well as providing enhanced safety and stability. Additionally, some of the fermentation products created during yogurt production can also improve digestibility and increase the availability of certain nutrients. This means that yogurt without added sugar, fat, or other ingredients may be a better source of dairy products than other dairy foods like cheese. Furthermore, reducing total dairy intake and choosing low-fat dairy options may also benefit digestive health. Specific foods like yogurt can contain healthful gut bacteria and lower lactose content than other forms of dairy, which is beneficial for those with lactose intolerance. Moreover, these bacteria can impart unique health benefits beyond improved digestibility, including increased calcium and B vitamins content. The probiotics in yogurt also contribute to gut bacteria diversity, which has been linked to better overall health. In the second part of the article, Cultivating Health, The Surprising Story of Yogurt, Food Safety Specialist Benjamin Chapman, Ph.D., professor at North Carolina State University, discussed how spoiled yogurt can contain potentially harmful bacteria if it is not stored correctly or if it has been left in an unopened container for too long. He also talked about how women's health can benefit from eating yogurt due to the probiotics in it, which can help reduce upset stomachs and suffering a little bit. He then went on to talk about how the original yogurt was made and what it looked like. The resultant yogurt cultures were used in one yogurt, which seemed to have a different taste, color and texture than the others. They used milk and no artificial coloring, but still managed to make subtle differences between the three jars. With small differences in how they were made, there were several ways to identify the original type of yogurt. Red 40 was also used as a way of distinguishing between them. This process of using heirloom starter culture to set few tablespoons of yogurt is called culturing. The activated yogurt is then used to inoculate future batches of milk, and the process is repeated over and over until it becomes a part of the family tradition. The activation batch requires activation, which can be done by adding a few tablespoons of an existing yogurt starter or by making a new one. Every time someone uses yogurt starters to make
their own batch, the bacteria in it are killed and replaced with new ones that are more resistant to contamination. It is important to refrigerate yogurt when storing it, since it is a food that contains live bacteria. Before making a new batch of yogurt, one should use their homemade yogurt to start the culture for the new batch. This can be done by transferring some of the refrigerated yogurt to a clean container and adding fresh ingredients such as milk and sugar. After that, it can be sealed in an airtight container and kept in the refrigerator until it has set completely. Eating yogurt regularly helps to maintain good health due to its high probiotic content. To grow the culture from scratch, one must start with a fresh batch and keep it at room temperature for 2 or 3 days until it sets. Your homemade yogurt will be the freshest of all and can be made plain or flavored as desired. It is important to consume your opened container within a week as it has shorter shelf life than store-bought yogurt. An easy way to store it is to use small plastic containers, put about 1/4 cup in each of them and freeze them. This way you can revisit your leftovers 2 weeks later and make short work of them. Experts agree that this is the most economical way to enjoy yogurt and plan on having leftovers around for a long time. So, forget about those damned packaging dates and start making your own yogurt today. You can use your homemade yogurt to make your own probiotic-rich meals. Your yogurt's water content will determine the time it takes to make it. Icelandic yogurt, for example, is made with a special starter and requires several times more straining than regular yogurt. It also needs to be stored in the freezer for up to 3 months before you can tell the difference in its content. In the past 10-plus years, making homemade yogurt has become quite popular and it only takes a week to make. You just need some starter and some patience.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Allison and this was episode 3 of The Healthy Life Hack. Simple tips and recommendations for a happier, healthier you, with Gigi and AI. See y'all next time.